Eamon, thank you very, very much for listening to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. We will talk a little bit later this hour about that news. It broke just as we came on air, that email sent from Mairead McGuinness to the Fine Gael faithful, to members of the party wherein she withdrew from the presidential race. The decision not taken lightly and follows a stay in hospital last week. Simon Harris, the Taoiseach and the Fine Gael leader as well, released a statement shortly thereafter to say that their thoughts today are with Mairead McGuinness, but that the executive of Fine Gael will meet in the coming days to discuss what to do next. Already some speculation swirling around Heather Humphreys, Sean Kelly obviously, because he had expressed his interest and running. His name is in the mix as well. But we will talk to Sean Defoe and get a sense of what is happening and what all this means for the race a little bit later this hour. We are going to be talking recommendations of what to watch, big screen and small as well, because it's a Thursday. So that is coming your way before the show is done and dusted. And we are going to be talking about the presidency after 6 o'clock. But don't worry, it's not a presidency overload. It is not the 2025 iteration we're going to be talking about. Patrick Egan continuing his series. It has been absolutely brilliant the last few weeks chatting to Patrick, going back through presidential races from history. We had the ugliest races from presidential history. We talked about the evolution, the creation and the evolution of the role. And this week we are talking about people left of field who tried to get on the ballot, going down the county council route. This on foot of the news of that young fella Sheridan, the 35-year-old who's seeking a county council nomination. We've gotten used to it, some of us, because I guess there was so much of it in 2011. Dana in 97 was the first person ever to get a nomination by going down the county council route. So despite the fact it's, you know, a bit on the books since 1937, it was 2007 before anybody managed to do it. I'm not sure anyone's going to manage it this time, but we'll have to wait and see. Like I say, everything has been blown out of the water by Mairead McGuinness pulling out of the race. So all of that still to come, lots still to come, in other words, on the show between now and 7 o'clock. 087 1400 106 is the number if you want to get in touch. You would have heard the shows this morning talking about the Crowe Report, to give it its official title. It is a new report that shows some Gardaí not doing their jobs when it comes to road policing. Now, it should be said right at the outset that the report acknowledges the majority of road policing unit members are professional and productive. But there is a minority, a sizable minority, who are not productive. They are not professional. In fact, they go out of their way, and they're explicit in the report in saying this to the authors. They go out of their way to avoid doing what they are meant to be doing. Pat Murray is with me, a former detective inspector and a senior investigating officer who now works as an author. Pat, what was your reaction when you read this?
Well, it's disgraceful, really. It's very insulting to all the families that have lost their loved ones in road traffic accidents or on the roads, to think that, look, the roads policing is not working to its maximum, and that there are people within the unit. And you have to look at the report, covered six divisions. If it's happening in the six divisions, it's happening in all divisions. So what is the problem? And in my mind, the problem is management. The management is not able to manage the people that they're expected to manage for the betterment of the service that should be provided to the public. And I think myself, and this is my opinion, that the nepotism that existed within the guards, the cancer of nepotism that has lasted for years, is coming home to roost, where you have people who are promoted to positions who are not able to do what they're expected to do. And they're not able, when challenged, they're not able to just freeze or to become bullies, one or the other. Yeah. And that's it. They're not able to do the job. And that's one of the issues. Morale is at an all-time low. It really is. When people I talk to in the guards, they cannot wait to get out. They cannot. They just say it's just not working. It's just a disaster. Yeah. What's happening? And all of that is adding to what this Crowe report is finding. Yeah. And it's worrying, because if the Crowe report finds that in respect of the roads policing units, what other units are out there operating that may have similar difficulties? Mm. That's just the way it is, you know.
There's a marked reluctance, the report says, among supervisors to proactively manage their staff resources. They say that some senior Gardaí are afraid to intervene when subordinates persistently perform poorly. Is that because, in your experience, Pat, they're just incapable of management, or it's because there's issues with management structures?
No, they're incompetent. Full stop. They don't know how to manage people. They don't know how to talk to them. They don't know how to bring them along. They don't. They're not able to make them see the professional element that the guards should be. And that's as simple as that. Like, because they don't have it themselves. Because they have been promoted and put into positions of authority. Because they knew the right person on the way up or whatever. And that's it. And it's coming home to roost, and so be it. And it won't get any better unless you improve the system of fairness within the Guard when it comes to promotions and stuff like that. You know? And everyone knows. Yeah. Look, you can ask the lads in the street. You can ask the people that are there. Everyone knows who the worker was and who was doing the business. And then everyone knows the person who was skiving away there behind the scenes, getting in the right circles, who was doing the... you know, licking the right backside or whatever, and that was it, and they got promoted and they sat near way and above other people who had a better standard and an understanding of their job. But look, that's it. I suppose it goes on in all organisations. I don't know. But it's something that would need to be addressed it'll continue on, like, you know.
Donna Price is with us, who's president of the Irish Road Victims Association, and Donna's son died in a road accident in 2006. Donna, you heard Pat there. He said this is an insult to everybody like you, people who have been victims of road traffic accidents or the families of victims. Is that how you see it?
Well, this has been a very, very concerning time for our bereaved families. And as you said, Ciarán, we know that there are Gardaí on the ground who are deeply committed to protecting the public and saving lives. And we want to thank them for all of their work. This is not about blaming anybody. And that has been supported by the Crowe report themselves when they say the majority of the road policing unit members are productive, professional and focused on improving road safety. What this is about rebuilding trust in a system that has clearly failed in its duty. Who knows how many of our bereaved families could have been spared the heartbreaking news of the death of their loved ones. For them, this report today being released is too late. Imagine having to live with that thought. The commissioner, I spoke to her today, the assistant commissioner, Paula Hillman, and she has assured me that the recommendations in this report will be fully implemented. The Gardaí themselves commissioned the report from Crowe, but that was back in 2023. We're now in 2025, and yet no action, no real action has been taken on the ground. And the report itself mentions the fact that Garda managers and supervisors may be held to be in breach of the code of ethics because of that. We place our trust basically in an Garda Síochána to uphold the law. And when some officers don't do their jobs, and worse still, when it's reported that nothing is done to reprimand them, it becomes impossible for us or for our bereaved families to have any faith in the system, because there has to be accountability.
And is that where you find yourself, without faith in the system?
Yes, because unfortunately, we need to see rigorous enforcement of the road traffic law by all members of An Garda Síochána if we are serious about reducing high numbers of fatalities on our roads. And that's not to mention the many, many more serious injuries. And for that, we do need, and I agree with the earlier spokesperson, we need to see more numbers in An Garda Síochána, in the roads policing unit. We have a severe shortage of members, despite, I'm told, a 2024 competition and a panel being made up of successful applicants, but they haven't yet been appointed. So we're not seeing the members of An Garda Síochána out on the road. And without them, people continue to take chances on the roads, thereby endangering other road users. It's only with that highly visible Garda presence and then the rigorous enforcement of the law that people won't take chances with their own lives and the lives of others. And all of us should be able to use the roads in safety. And that's not the case at the moment, because every day we're reading about a new family being absolutely devastated with the loss of their loved one on the road. And we know that these are preventable.
John Joe O'Connell is with us as well. He's a member of the Roads Policing Unit and a GRA representative for Kildare. John Joe, you're welcome to the show. And listen, I repeat the point that Donna made and I made at the outset. The report quite clearly says the majority of members are professional and productive, but the minority behaviour they detail is pretty indefensible, isn't it?
Well, look, I just want to say hello to your guests and the listeners as well. I'm working in Roads Policing in Naas since 2008, the 31st of December 2008. I've almost 30 years of experience in the Garda Síochána. So, like, from the GRA's point of view, we have highlighted, I don't know how much this report costs from Crowe, but we have highlighted majority of these issues in this report for many, many, many years. And what I will say from the outset is I think it proves that the lack of leadership and responsibility from the man who says the book stops with him, the Garda Commissioner, in dealing with these issues, which he is aware of, for I've been told since March or April this year when he got the report. But also we have forever and a day, and I'm glad that Donna was told she was speaking to Paula Hillman earlier on today, our assistant commissioner, that she made assurances, because at a meeting I was personally involved with back in January 23, we raised all these issues about resources, equipment, training and everything else to better improve roads policing. Yeah. And but nothing has happened.
John, there's a problem of attitude though as well, isn't there? It's all of those things, but amongst some, there's quite clearly a problem of attitude.
Yeah, well, I would from the very start, like this negative drip feeding of information 2 weeks ago, which began in the Community and Safety Policing Authority last week, has been very, as Pat said, disgraceful and insulting to families. It's been a disgraceful and insulting to our members who are out working very hard on the road every day. I would say we have raised all these issues. And
sorry, but John Joe, which is more insulting, the drip feeding of the information in the report to the public, or what's actually in the report, that some of your colleagues are sitting on their arses when they should be out prosecuting road traffic offences? And they're quite explicit about it.
Yeah, well, I think they're explicit on their opinion on what was said to them, because I would say there's some fact in the report, a lot of innuendo and a lot of opinion. The opinion, I would say, like, I can't believe some of the comments that we've said, okay, I'll be honest about it, and I'm very disappointed in what's been said in this report. But what I will say is, with all these issues we have raised, the Roads Policing Unit has dropped from 1,000 down to 600 in a matter of 10 or 12 years. And what I would say, with that becomes a certain level of demoralisation and lack of equipment, lack of resources, lack of driver training, a lack of other training that the majority of training given to our members now is online on a computer for 15 or 30 minutes. You have to try and fit that in, rather than face-to-face classes, which we had over the years, to discuss road traffic legislation. And what I will just finish up on that point is that quite possibly demoralisation has been stated at these interviews with the members, and that has been perceived as disinterest. That's where I'm looking at this.
The issue around management as well, is brought up quite a few times in the report, and the fear of some senior Gardaí to intervene, they say, and that there's there's kind of questions around the interpretation of the Garda's performance and learning framework. Now, I don't want to get into kind of the weeds of the internal policy, but essentially that there's an issue with management and how members of the RPU are managed. Do you accept that? Is that your experience on the ground as well, that we need management reform?
No, well, my experience on the ground is there's no question or fear that management that I've worked with over the years at all ranks are not capable of managing the force. What I will say is that we have dropped, I can tell you locally in Naas, we have dropped throughout the county of Kildare from 5 sergeants and 36 Gardaí operating in roads policing, which was for the majority of its lifespan called the traffic corps. We have now dropped to approximately 3 in 22, which is a huge drop, whereas the population has increased, the road network has gotten better and faster, if people want to say that, with the increase in motorways and national routes and the improvement of roads over the years, but the resources have been depleted across the country. Yeah. I can speak personally about
that kind of makes it though more damning, doesn't it, that with all those constrained resources that you and your colleagues are working under really, really difficult. And I'd be the first to admit it. And we talk about it on this show, and we've aired those grievances. It does not make it all the more damning that there are some members of An Garda Síochána, some people, and I say some, a minority, who wear the uniform, who in this report, they told the authors they actually have no interest in roads policing and they actively avoid doing work. That means you have to do more work.
Well, of course, we all have to do more work with the current recruitment and retention.
But you have to do even more. They're sitting on their backsides.
Yeah. What I will say to that is that I don't know what staff you have there, Kieran, around you, 10 or 15. But if you were reduced by
10 or 15, I'd say.
Well, I don't know. If you have four people working in your staff, and you're reduced by 50%, it might be hard to do your job as well. You know, to be honest about it now. So that's a major thing.
Give me a break. Sorry, yeah. I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt here. Yeah. But if I went to New South Management and I said, "Listen, you're after cutting the staff, so I actually have no more interest in broadcasting." And I'm going to actively avoid coming into studio at 4 o'clock. I would be out on my ear.
No, you're missing what I've said the last 5 or 10 minutes as regards demoralisation has been perceived as disinterest. And I would stick with that. I have had messages from roads policing members all over the country and they can't believe this report because...
Do you think it's okay if you're kind of demoralised... With what's happening with An Garda Síochána, that you're actively avoiding doing work?
No, you see, I don't think that's okay, but that's not what I said either, Kieran. I said that demoralisation has been picked up as disinterest.
No, I didn't use the word disinterest. Yeah, but they said that they described to the authors that they actively avoid doing work. Now, okay, fine, you say that's not an evidence of disinterest, that's evidence of demoralisation. But it's not okay. Surely you accept it's not okay, even if you're demoralised, to actively avoid doing work when your work is to keep people alive on the roads.
Exactly. And our members will strive to do that every day. One death is too much on the roads from one end of the year to the other. You know, so we strive to do that every day. I can promise
you do, and the majority of your colleagues do, but some of them don't.
No, what I will say, there were 6 divisions went through with this this review. Kildare was one of them. You know, Kildare was one of them. And I was a participant in that review, I don't mind saying it. And the topics that I spoke to you about today were the topics that I referred to the representative from Horwood on those days that were in this, you know, to be honest about it. So is there issues in every organisation where you have 10, 12, 14,000 people? Of course there is. Mm. But we're saying that, I've already said, the lack of, like in the new op model, not to get too dug down into policies, the new operating policing model, which was finalised in 2012 over about 2 or 3 years throughout every division in the country, that has been finalised. And specifically in that, there is assignment for of inspector rank to be specifically over the portfolio of roads policing. That's their solo job. That is not happening across the country. There is an inspector who is looking after units and other portfolios who has also been thrown the portfolio of roads policing. So that is an issue.
John Joe, we appreciate your time. I mean it. John Joe O'Connell is a member of the Roads Policing Unit and a GRA rep for Kildare. Pat Murray, who's a former detective inspector, a senior investigating officer, and he works as an author now as well. And Donna Price, president of the Road Victims Association. Donna and Pat, thank you as well for joining us. 087 1400 106. Back in a moment.